Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we've got a great show coming up for you, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, the Charlie Wilson Agency, the law firm of Gardberger and Kimberly, Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, which is the official sponsor of my tirade. And tonight we would be graced with the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And we want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SDN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in a discussion on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SDN. Of course, you can always chime in if you want to do it the old-fashioned way. Just give us a shout here at the station, 343-0106. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetworks.com for more information on the topics of the day. And coming up later on the show, we'll be joined by, as Tom said, the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and I believe Mr. Phil Quigley from Stage Health, with an update on the services that they offer for our veterans. And, of course, Tom's tirade on sympathy for the devil. You don't want to miss that. But first, it's always a great pleasure to be joined on SBN by one of our legal eagles from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Mr. Nathan Ewan. Nathan, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for all that you do for our veterans and their families.
Yeah, good to be back, and good to talk to you, Cal. It's been a minute, I think. Usually, Tom's been flying solo whenever I seem to be on, so I'm glad to talk to you as well, and I hope you all are doing good tonight.
He kicked me to the curb, Nathan. you know how them young Marines are?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you for sure.
Old man ain't got a damn chance. Yeah, but it's a pleasure to have you on board with us, Nathan. Now, and I talked to you early this afternoon, and we've got a new deal that's come up now about the benefit of the double doctrine. What in the world does that mean?
Yeah, so there is like a big case that just came out about the benefit of the doubt doctrine, and for lack of a better term, it's basically if it's a flip of the coin, the VA is supposed to give the benefit of the doubt to the veteran. So let's assume that if you're filing a claim and evidence can be equal 50-50 for or against, the benefit of the doubt doctrine says that the veteran should get that extra, you know, 0.1%, that bump that makes it over 50%. And provides them the benefits. So that kind of that's the kind of the short version of what that does.
Well, okay. And who does that apply to?
Sure. So currently, it applies to the regional office, as well as the Board of Veterans Appeals. In this particular case, basically states that the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims does not have to follow the benefit of the doubt doctrine. There's been a lot of articles out there, and I think even the one that you sent me where the headline reads as if, you know, this is going to be, you know, basically abolished from everything, and that's not the case. The only people who are going to not be able to, or that are not required to basically impose the benefit of the doubt doctrine, is at the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. All the attorneys at our office, we do some of those every year, but they're the fewest of our cases, and you have to go up past the board and, you know, past the regional office. It's fairly very far up the ladder. And so effectively, it's not really going to change a lot about what we do. It's not going to change a lot about what the veterans see. And certainly if you're filing like an initial claim or, you know, an appeal at the regional office, you're still going to get the benefit of the doubt doctrine applied for you, maybe incorrectly. And that's when you call us, but it still applies to, I would say, 99.9% of cases that are out there. You have to really be kind of far along for it to be an issue for you.
Well, does that mean our veterans are going to get a little bit better break on in terms of their typical and their regular claims?
So this isn't a new thing. So this is something they should be doing and have been doing, I guess, theoretically. Hopefully in practice they're actually, you know, doing it throughout. But the benefit of the doubt doctrine has been around for a while, and it's something that is really helpful for the veterans for sure. I don't know what the numbers are. Like, they certainly don't tell us, you know, hey, this was, this one was the benefit of the doubt doctrine one, so we bumped it over the edge. But it's certainly something that already does help, and if you feel like they're not applying it correctly, again, that would be a time to call someone like us and have us take a look at it and see if there's anything they did wrong. Because certainly there's a lot of standards they're supposed to apply. I think really one of the bigger questions is whether or not they do it correctly across the board, and I think we all know that they don't. So theoretical, but they should be doing this stuff the right way. And so you really shouldn't see, for better or worse, I guess, you shouldn't see a lot of change to what, you know, you're getting from the VA. I mean, hopefully you're going to get favorable decisions, but it shouldn't really materially change what you're getting.
Yeah. Well, you know, that being said, and we've got a lot going on in D.C. now and through DOGE, and, and they're taking about 10% of the federal employees out, giving them a chance to retire. And I'm seeing we've got a big cut in the VA. And you're working up your chain of command there. How do you think that's really going to affect our veterans and maybe in our length of time of receiving our claims, where do you think we're going to be with that? You think it's going to speed up, slow down, or are we just kind of wait and see mode?
So, yeah, I mean, at this point, it's more wait and see. I would say there's really two things. Number one, are the cuts actually going to happen? I know they're proposed. I'm not aware of any that have actually necessarily taken place at the VA specifically. I'm not sure if it's Health Administration, Benefits Administration, or both. So certainly that'll impact quality of care, appointment times, like wait times, things like that. I would imagine, and I had there's a lot of people asking me these questions at our appointment. I would find it hard to believe that firing 70,000 people would speed things up. I certainly hope it does, but that seems counterintuitive to me, but that's just me. So we'll see what happens with that, but hopefully it's for the better. All I really want is for y'all's claims to get granted as quickly as possible, but we'll see. I mean, I've been doing this for like a decade now, and so there's been a lot of different administrations in that time. I haven't seen a big change across the board one way or the other. Certainly this would be kind of the most drastic change that we would see if these kind of, you know, job cuts actually take place. So I would imagine there would be delays there, but I mean, we'd have to see how it actually worked. If they kept everybody who's really good at their job, maybe it would go faster. Who knows? But that's really, you know, I think it just kind of depends on who sticks around.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was hearing the other day, and I had to take exception to it, was, well, you know, you're not going to get anything out of the VA. We filed claims for over 9 years. I said, well, who filed them? Well, we filed them. And said, you know, you're not going to get your money back anyway. I said, well, when you filed your claim, I said, how long before you got something back about your claim that it was denied? I don't know, 4 or 5 months. I said, well, what'd you do about it then? Well, they denied it. We didn't do nothing about it. I said, well, don't you realize that that's when you need to be appealing it and sending it back up the line so that maybe they get another shot to look at it? Oh, no, it wouldn't do no good. I said, okay, that's what you need to keep doing. Just keep thinking about that. And I said, the guys that will think about it. And I said, you got appeals. And I said, you can refile or whatever. I said, you need to get you a good attorney. I said, I suggested they call Gardberg, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's always options, and that's the thing, is they're going to deny you most of the time on the outset, and that's part of the gig, you know? I mean, that's part of the deal.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, you can expect that. I would say, you know, you just need to call somebody to help you, because if you're persistent and you have a good claim,
you
have an attorney tell you that, you
just keep
on moving.
Appreciate you being on with us tonight. Phone number?
Oh, yeah, it's 251-343-1111, and you can also reach us online at www.gardberglaw.com.
Our legal eagle, Nathan Gwynn. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good night.
All right, buddy. Have a great one.
Thanks.
Minds of men, passion to create a thought.
Boss, updated winds are 2-0-0 at 12. We own the airfield and airspace. You are clear for takeoff. Have a good one. Check your parking brake off. Check your trim set. Check your no-go steering on maneuver. Diamond burner go. Low transition. Right turn out. 83. Diamond out there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And hey, if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch us on the awesome FM Talk 106.5 app for your smartphone. Our regularly aired shows are up there via podcast, and Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.fm if you want to get your blood pressure going. And it's a pleasure to be joined on SBN by one of our great friends, to our veterans, the Medicare lady herself, Miss Keisha Chambers. Wow. Welcome back to SBN.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm just excited to be on the air with y'all tonight. Thank you for having me.
Well, Miss Keisha, it's an extreme pleasure to have you on board here because you are I have been involved with you over the years in doing insurance business for, I don't know, probably, 12 years or so. And I know how efficient you are and knowledgeable you are with the Medicare benefits for all of our veterans and other senior citizens as well. But we appreciate you being on board with us, and we appreciate you, being one of our sponsors now. And I'm glad to have you on board here tonight. But, you know, many veterans are unaware that they're eligible for some extra benefits with no extra cost, even if they have Medicare A and B.
That's right. A lot of veterans are even told, if you have TRICARE or CHAMP VA, you don't need any other benefits, even if they have just VA benefits. And the truth is, there are plans that are designed to work with veteran benefits that don't negate whatever you have with the VA or through TRICARE or CHAMP VA, but they actually enhance what you have. And so you can, with some of these plans, you know, Medicare costs for the average person around $185 a month, could be more if your income is higher. But, you know, that's a big chunk that comes out of a lot of Medicare beneficiary Social Security checks. There are plans out there that they can enroll in that don't cost anything monthly, and these plans actually reduce their Part B premium by as much as $174.70. So for someone who's paying $185 and then they get an increase in their Social Security check by $174.70, that's significant.
So rather than excuse me, rather than them having the 186 taken out for the Medicare plan, they only take out about $10 or $12.
It's about $10.30.
So
that's amazing.
So then they get that money in their monthly Social Security check.
Yes, they do. And how that works is, like, if they're enrolled in one of, like, with a certain company that has what they call a Part B premium give back, the company actually is paying their Part B by the contract amount. And so instead of, Social Security taking out that money every month, the company is paying that, so that's going to go back into their check. And the only part that's deducted from their Social Security check is that, like, on some plans, $10.30, because that's the difference of what the give back doesn't offer.
Well, now you're saying the company. Are we talking about the insurance company that you've got that health care with?
Yes. So if it's one of these companies that's out there that offer Medicare Advantage plans, there's a wide range of companies that offer a give back, is what they call it, or a Part B premium reduction. And each company has a different dollar amount. So depending on the plan that you choose, the company that sponsors the Medicare Advantage plan, if they have a give back on it, the company such as, Humana or United or Cigna or one of the others, like Devoted,
yeah.
They have what they call a give back or a premium reduction. And then what happens is that company pays the agreed amount, and then you just pay the difference. So that money that they're paying is actually reflected in your Social Security check. And so it's great to be able to keep that money in your pocket instead of having it deducted out
sure
of your check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now let me ask you a couple more questions.
Okay.
Who the hell's paying? Right. Who's paying the Medicare bill then? I mean, the insurance company is going to. What you're saying is the insurance company is going to pay what you would normally pay out of your Social Security check, and they're going to pay that each month, and then they're going to furnish you with insurance as well. It's kind of like, how do they make money?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I get that question a lot. And the way that it works is somebody's going to be paying for Part B, whether it's you or the company that you're contracted with, the Medicare Advantage companies. So one of you is going to be paying it.
Right.
And that money goes into the account. Plus, when someone is enrolled in a plan, I don't know the exact amounts or anything like that, but, the company gets allowances to help cover cost.
Okay.
And so there's adequate funds. It's just like if you have plain Medicare, red, white, and blue, and you don't have an Advantage plan, and you pay $185 a month into the out of your Social Security check to Medicare, they take that money and they put it into a pool. And then everybody that has Medicare is paying their money in, and when there's claims, that's where the money draws from.
Okay.
So it's a big system. It's been around for years. It's the way that it works. But these Advantage plans kind of change things up a little bit. And the wonderful thing about the Advantage plans is, yes, Medicare costs, but many of these Advantage plans do not have a monthly premium. They
right.
don't cost anything monthly, yet they help you by paying your Part B, or they give you no copay plans for dental and vision and hearing. Some of them have, little copays here and there. Some of them don't. And also now some of the plans can offer a Part D plan in addition to what TRICARE or Champ VA has. You may pay zero for even brand name drugs. So it's important to understand the different types of plans, how they work, how they can benefit you, and how you use them as far as like presenting your benefit cards to the doctors you know, providers.
Well, it's kind of hard for country boys like myself to understand all of that technology with the insurance plans, because we feel like that when we had to pay insurance, that money goes into the big kitty, and an insurance company's going to pay us back for whatever our damages are, or our sicknesses and our bills are, et cetera. But it's kind of hard to fathom that they would give us that money back. And, you know, so that's the reason I had to come up with a question, you know, like, well, okay. So I would also guess that, and if I'm wrong, you could tell me, that the federal insurance plan undoubtedly pays the insurance company for them to handle our Medicare or our Medicaid. Is that right?
Well, that's exactly what happens.
They get a prorated rate for that.
I'm not sure how all the money passes, you know, behind the scenes, but what happens is, when you enroll into a Medicare Advantage plan, you don't lose your Medicare core benefits like your A and your B.
Right.
But what you're doing is you're asking a private insurance company to administer your benefits for Medicare.
Okay.
So they're in charge at that point of filing claims and for handling, you know, all of your...
Okay. As we would call it, they're the go-between.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. All right, well, so, we're going to have to go to a hard break here and kind of see where we're at, but we'll have get some messages from some of our other fine sponsors, and when we come back, there's some other areas that we'll get into in regards to our health plans. I know you're loaded with information, you always are, and we certainly have a lot of questions to ask you, but how much time we got, Mr. Phil? All right. And, you know, and you can always go to the other side, scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, more with Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicaid lady. Thank you.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters. And we're glad that you joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And, man, we certainly want to thank all the fine folks out there that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyers Colin Kimmerly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly, Miss Keisha Chambers, which is on board with us tonight, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number One Yacht Club Drive, and the Charlie Wilson Agency and Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens. And again, we are speaking with the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and we certainly thank you again for being on board with us and being one of our fine sponsors. But I know that you have several areas that you want to continue to talk about there. But now, I was with the understanding that the enrollment period was over with for the Medicare and Medicaid plans?
Well, the annual enrollment period is from October the 15th through December the 7th. But veterans have, if they have veteran benefits such as VA, CHAMP VA, or TRICARE for Life, they actually have what's called a special enrollment code. And that enables an agent to work with a veteran all year long, and they can actually enroll or disenroll any time of the year. So right. That's a special, yeah,
that's
opportunity
cool. Yeah.
For them. And, you know, especially for someone who's just learning about all the benefits that are available through these plans, I can sit down with them. We do a needs analysis, which is, you know, basically a questionnaire to see what their needs are, who their doctors are, what kind of care they're seeking, what kind of benefits they're seeking. And then we determine which plan might be better for them according to that. And then, you know, because of that special enrollment code, they can enroll any time of the year. And I work with veterans all across the Gulf Coast. I'm licensed for Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and
dang,
Tennessee.
Girl. Yeah. Are you sure you're not a gypsy? You're just on the road all the time?
No. I just work a lot.
Well, okay. You know what?
Easy there, Tom. Yeah. Yes. Easy.
Easy there. Watch it. Okay, I got one of those gypsies on the other line here.
Uh-oh. No, see, I'm also involved with a lot of veteran organizations. I'm the commander for the DAV Auxiliary in Locksley Chapter 45. I'm an ambassador at the VA clinics across the Gulf Coast, and you'll see me a little bit of everywhere, volunteering and helping.
All right. Keisha, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
But I wanted to share my contact information.
Yes,
so
you need
to
do
that. If someone wants to get in touch with me and just ask questions or even schedule a sit-down appointment or even do a telephone appointment, my phone number is 251-401-3923. That's 251-401-3923.
Awesome.
And my email, they can text me, call me. They can also email me. It's Keisha, K-E-C-I-A, and then no spaces. It's the Medicare Lady. So Keisha, the Medicare Lady at gmail.com. And my name is K-E-C-I-A, the Medicare Lady at gmail.com.
Well, you've earned that title. You certainly have earned that title. And
I love helping people, especially my veterans.
Well, I know, and it's I would think that I'm probably as involved with veterans as most any other veteran on the Gulf Coast, and just about every event that I go to and everything I get involved in, Miss Keisha is there. So I assure you guys, she has our veterans at heart, and she's there to perform the job and capacity that she's certainly qualified for. And we certainly, you know, promote her from the word go because she does an awesome job. Now, not only do you do our veterans, though, but you do regular Social Security for our senior citizens, right?
Right. So anyone who is eligible for Medicare, and to be eligible for Medicare, you either have to be 65 or turning 65, and then or if you're losing employer's insurance and you didn't enroll in Medicare benefits, you're actually eligible to enroll then. But also, any individual that is on Social Security disability, usually after 24 months, they qualify for Medicare.
Okay. So you don't have to wait till you're 65.
If you're on
in that regard.
Disability like that, right.
Okay.
And so a lot of people come to me and they're just kind of lost. They're not sure. And so what I am is a Medicare advisor, and I specialize in veteran benefits, Medicare, and even Medicaid. So if someone has lower income and they may qualify for even more programs, I do, you know, usually carry the forms with me and I can advise them, you know, what they may be eligible for or not eligible
for. Right. Well, let me ask you this. I see where some people, they're on like, I don't know what kind, it's a double plan of some sort. Maybe you could enlighten me with it, where they don't have to pay for their plan to start with. You know, they don't get charged to 184. Somehow or another, it's paid. And then at the same time, They have access to a quarterly, say, $300 a food allowance and or a bill payment allowance or whatever. They have a credit card for $300, but then they also have, I don't know, $75, $95, $100 on that quarter for across-the-counter things that you would, items that you would need to use maybe at a drugstore. What the hell is
right.
that? I mean, that sounds pretty strong to me.
Well, listen, there are a lot of different programs out of there. And for anyone who is on Medicare Part A and B, they may want to look into what they call the Medicare Savings Program. And for someone who is under the poverty level, they can apply for this Medicare Savings Program. It's through the Medicaid office. And that program, depending on your level of income, there's different levels. They may pay your Part B premium for you 100%. They may you may qualify for all your medical copays to be paid, and then you qualify for what they call a dual plan. Dual means you are qualified for Medicare and Medicaid.
Darn.
And once they get qualified for both, they can actually, you know, then they can enroll in these plans, and there's some pretty rich benefits where
they sure is.
You don't pay,
sure is.
Yeah, you don't pay any copays at all for medical or for prescriptions. You may not pay for, you know, you get a higher allowance maybe for dental, vision, hearing. But the food card is the one that's a very popular
benefit.
It's
awesome, yeah. Well, you got to consider,
right.
If you don't have to pay the $184, and then you get the $300 food card, and then you get the $100 for your drugs at the drugstore at all or across-the-counter stuff, that's a pocket full of money back.
It is, and it's a really big help for individuals who do qualify for that.
What's the qualified figure? Can you say that?
Well, I don't have those numbers with me, but for an individual, this is not an exact number. I think it's $1,760. Your income has to be less than that, and that's your gross income.
Okay.
And then if you're a couple.
That's a month?
There are different numbers. Yeah, that's monthly.
Okay.
And that's your gross amount before Medicare takes out anything or any deductions come out. And you have to include any income that comes in.
That's okay.
So if you have a pension or you have other income that comes in, you know, those kind of things do count. But if you're getting disability pay through the VA, that income does not count towards your taxes, but I'm not. But they do ask questions on the application as far as to if you have like annuities and you have a little monthly check coming into your account
right.
or different things.
Well, you know what? You're going to hang on. We're going to have my tirade here in for a few minutes, and then when we come back, we'll probably have 2 or 3 minutes after that. You've got another event going on that I want you to tell us about, and that is something to do. And I'm going to get a free meal. I will be there. So
okay.
All right. So, hey, guys, y'all need to listen up now. Listen to the tirade. And we come back, we'll get some more information from Ms. Keisha.
Just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
In all the faux outrage over the killing of the Iranian terrorist General Qasem Soleimani, you might have missed the fact that we lost two of our heroes in uniform this weekend. The two soldiers were killed when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan, where paratroopers assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division, the Defense Department announced this Sunday. The IED attack took place Saturday in Afghanistan's Kandahar province, which borders Pakistan to the south. Killed in the blast were Staff Sergeant Ian P. McLaughlin, 29, of Newport News, Virginia, and PFC Miguel A. Villon, 21, of Joliet, Illinois, according to a release. Both soldiers were attached to the 307th Brigade Engineer Battalion, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I hope that the irony of this event is not lost on the communist Democrats and Trump haters out there, that two members of the 82nd Airborne were killed just days after their fellow soldiers were deployed to Kuwait as part of our quick reaction force in response to heightened tensions with Iran, and they were killed by an IED, which was the calling card of murderer Soleimani. As I mentioned in last week's tirade on American First, McLaughlin, who joined the Army in 2012, leaves behind a wife and four children, while Villon joined in 2018 and is survived by his mother and father. Now, I spent a fair amount of time trying to keep up with the news, especially when it comes to our military and veterans. Yet, I have not been able to find hand-wringing Chuck and Nancy or their Democratic communist thrones over the deaths of these two American heroes, which is a stark contrast to the beatification that the left wanted to bestow upon the very evil Soleimani. Even George Stephanopoulos, heartily conservative Trump supporter, felt the need to challenge the speaker on her support for the protesters in Iran trying to overthrow the hardline mullahs that have run that country since the 1979 takeover by Muslim extremists. Here is the Botox beauty in her own words from the ABC's This Week with Little Georgie.
We're seeing now demonstrations in the streets of Iran against the regime. Do you support those protesters, and would it be a good thing if they brought the regime down?
Well, the protesters are protesting, as I understand it, this brand of protesters, about the fact that that plane went down. And many students were on that plane, and these are largely students in the street. I think the Iranians should have not had commercial flights going off when there
was... They're calling at the regime for lying. They're saying death to Khomeini as well.
No, well, whatever it is. But the fact is this, there were protesters in the streets before, against the regime. After the taking out of Soleimani, there were protesters in the street joined together, as you know, against us. That wasn't good. Taking down this plane is a terrible, terrible tragedy. And they should be held accountable for letting commercial flights go at a time that was so, so dangerous. But there are different reasons why people are in the street. Of course, we would love to see the aspirations of the people of Iran realized with a better situation there. But escalating the situation, unless we've exhausted every other remedy.
Which we haven't?
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. And if the first first action to be taken on the threat of... there are a lot of bad actors who are doing bad things and threatening bad things to us. We know that, Iran being one of them. And it being its proxies doing bad things to our interests throughout the world. But how do we deal with that in a way that calms rather than escalates?
Now, don't get me wrong. Anyone who has listened to SBN for a few minutes should know that I am no fan of Nancy Pelosi. I believe that she is a vapid airhead whose Botox injections have seeped into her cranium. How she can think that her comments were in any way coherent are beyond belief. And yet, here she is, the third in line to the presidency, blathering on about just which protesters were out on the streets in Tehran, even though it was widely evident that they were shouting death to the regime and the current Ayatollah Khomeini. The fact that her greatest excuse for not coming out in support of those yearning for freedom under the dictatorial mullahs was that somehow she didn't have all of the facts further demonstrated her lack of intellectual honesty. Either she has failed to receive intelligence briefings that she is privileged to, or she was too busy hitting the cocktail fundraising circuit to remember. I mean, come on. At least Obama, Curry, and the Hildebeest blamed protests on a video that no one had ever seen in order to lie to the American people about Benghazi.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Reality is that she is so desperate to remove Trump from office that he could successfully overturn the Iranian regime and replace it with a peaceful democracy that she would accuse him of stifling the religious freedom of the Islamic terrorist mullahs. Make no mistake about it, Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, the squad, and their ilk on the left have no real plan to improve America or promote safety and security in the world. All they care about in the end is power, their own damn power. They care not for the average men and women of this nation, even less for our men and women in uniform. They will stop at nothing to destroy this president and his legacy. The Russian investigation, the attacks on his family, the phony impeachment, the constant labeling of Trump as racist, bigot, homophobe, misogynist, and WASP, among other things, are evidence of their guttural, irrational hatred for a duly elected president. What is most galling is that every time they attack President Trump, they also attack each of the red-blooded patriots who support him. I believe that in their blind rage, they have allowed themselves to fall victim to the old axiom that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. This is certainly apparent in the ongoing story of Iran. In other words and actions, Speaker Pelosi and her communist-leaning drones have aligned themselves with the hardliner mullahs in Iran over the people seeking freedom, including patriots such as you and me. I only hope that they realize that they are laying down with the devil in the process, and that is a deal that hardly works out in your favor in the end. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. I guess you could say they have sympathy for the devil. And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of old Marines with a little bit to say. First Amendment right to say it and with a fighting spirit to keep it. Ms. Keisha Chambers, a Medicare lady, are you still with me?
I am.
All right. You have really gave us some awesome information tonight. But you've got another event that's going on here that you want to talk about. Give us a little bit of insight on the event that you've got there on March the 26th.
Okay. So on March the 26th at Golden Corral, that is the one on Schillinger's Road in Mobile, we'll be doing with Devoted a lunch and learn for veterans to learn about veteran benefits and some of the other options that are out there that could help them enhance what they already have. And then we'll have the very next day on the 27th, we will be having the same presentation, but it'll be in Pensacola at the Golden Corral.
And awesome.
Both of these events will be at 11 o'clock a.m. and complimentary lunch will be served.
That is awesome. Now, for our listeners' benefit, what is Devoted?
Devoted is one of the Medicare companies that I was referencing earlier, and they have designed a veteran plan that does actually have the give back. But they're also the presentation that we'll be giving is not just about enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan. It's about veteran benefits in general.
Right. So
and, knowing, you know, how to apply for benefits, what you qualify for, what you may not qualify for, how to enroll in Advantage plans and some of the things that, you know, just a lot of people are not really aware of.
Right.
We want to bring awareness to veterans so that they can get the benefits that they deserve.
Well, that's the thing that I wanted to bring forth is the fact that Devoted is an insurance company, Medicare, in Medicaid insurance company. And what they're wanting to do is if you're interested in insurance, they'd be glad to talk to you about it. But at the same time, they really are there and with you are going to make a presentation of the benefits and maybe answer some questions for some of our veterans that have questions about benefits that they may need to be looking for. Is that kind of where it's at?
Yes, and also with my connection to DAV
you know, if they need to get connected with someone that can help them file for their veteran disability benefits, we also help to connect them with individuals that can assist.
Cool.
I mean, there's a lot of things that we do to help, and we just want them to know that they do have a resource in the community, a real person that you can talk to face-to-face or on the phone.
Right, right. Well, we're very appreciative of you bringing that forth to us. Give us your phone numbers and your contact points.
Okay. My phone number is 251-401-3923. That's 251-401-3923. And my email is Keisha, K-E-C-I-A, the Medicare Lady, at gmail.com. No spaces. It's the Medicare Lady at gmail.com.
Thank you so much. We don't want to get on top of this. Appreciate having you on board tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. That brings us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Radio Program. Voice of Veterans for Veterans. Just remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah!